And a good Saturday afternoon from Memorial Field in Fremont, Nebraska, as we get set for football action between the Door College Defenders and the Midland Warriors. Great Plains Athletic Conference play. The Door College Defenders come in with an 0-2 mark, 0-1 of the Great Plains Athletic Conference, while Midland is 1-0 after a 7-3 win last week over Nebraska Wesleyan. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Mike Biker. I'll be describing the action to you as it unfolds in front of us here at Memorial Field. Coming up on our pregame show, we'll visit with, we'll check in with Great Plains Athletic Conference Commissioner Corey Wester as he files his report for this week on the Great Plains Athletic Conference football scene. Also, we'll check in with head football coach Greg Youngblood, Dort College head football coach, as he helps prepare us for this afternoon's contest between Dort College and Midland. We'll be back checking in with the Great Plains Athletic Conference right after this.
Athletic Conference. I'm Corey Wester. On your GPAC Football Saturday report this week, we begin with a look back at last weekend's scoreboard. It was Morningside defeating Northwestern 34-7. Midland passed Nebraska Wesleyan 7-3. Graceland in non-conference play over Briar Cliff 24-17. Dakota Wesleyan defeated Concordia 26-23. Hastings over Dort 20-7. And Doan defeated Dakota State 35-14. Off Mid-America Sports, Week 2 GPAC football players are as follows. On offense, Joel Nixon, quarterback from Morningside, passing for 160 yards in Morningside's win over Northwestern. He also ran for 64 yards in the contest. Defensively, Dustin Bergmeyer from Dakota Wesleyan takes the honor. Bergmeyer had a pair of interceptions on back-to-back possessions in the second quarter and a third interception in the fourth as the Tigers, they defeated Concordia on the road last Saturday. And the special teams player of the week is Ty Litson, freshman kicker from Morningside. Two big field goals in the win over Northwestern, one of 51 yards and one of 45. Those came early in the game to put Morningside up 6-0. He also made all four of his PATs in the contest. He was named the NAIA Special Teams Player of the Week. That's a look back at week number two. Coming up after the break, week three of GPAC football.
The Great Plains Athletic Conference is an affiliated conference of the NAIA, consisting of 11 private, faith-based colleges and universities in Nebraska, Iowa, and South Dakota. Founded in 2000, the GPAC is proud of our academic and athletic tradition. Last year, the conference totaled over 500 NAIA Daktronic Scholar Athletes, and the GPAC has 20-team NAIA National Champions. Visit our website at gpacsports.com, where you can also find links to our Facebook and Twitter sites as well. The Great Plains Athletic Conference, academic and athletic excellence since 2000.
We move into the third week of GPAC football and a national showdown again this weekend in the conference. This one will be in Orange City as 17th ranked Northwestern will host 16th ranked Doan. Doan comes in at an undefeated 2-0, 1-0 in conference play. Northwestern was defeated in their conference opener at Morningside last Saturday night. They carry a 1-1 record into this contest at Corver Field in Orange City. Kickoff at 1 o'clock. Here's the rest of the matchups then for week three in the conference. Also at 1 o'clock, Dakota Wesleyan returns home. Now ranked in the NAIA Top 25, the Tigers will host Briar Cliff. Dort will head to Fremont to battle Midland. Midland coming off a hard-fought 7-3 win against Nebraska Wesleyan in their home opener last Saturday. It's Nebraska Wesleyan at 6 o'clock hosting Morningside in Lincoln at Abel Stadium. Last year, Nebraska Wesleyan went into Sioux City and knocked off the Mustangs in week three. And the final game of the week is a 6 o'clock game out in Hastings. The Broncos will host Concordia University and the Bulldogs. So that's your schedule for week three of GPAC football. Let's take a look at the first NAIA football ranking of the year outside of the preseason. Still a number one team in the country, St. Xavier of Illinois. The defending national champions are 2-0. But Marion of Indiana has moved up to number two with a 3-0 start. Carroll is 1-2 on the season after a loss to Montana Tech. They drop down to the 12th spot nationally. The top-ranked GPAC team is Morningside. The Mustangs moved up four spots to number four this week from eight last week. Doan is 16th, Northwestern tied for 17th. Dakota Wesleyan's in the poll now at number 22, and Hastings continues to receive votes. That is a look at the NAIA poll. For more on GPAC football, visit our website. That's gpacsports.com. And this has been your GPAC Football Saturday Report. I'm Corey Westra.
The opponent today for the Dort College Defenders is Midland. They're 1-0 this year. They have a conference win over Nebraska Wesleyan. Dominic Blood had 13 rushes for 36 yards in that season-opening win for Midland. Lane Heinert punted for a 38.6 average after 10 punts. Cleet Verbka led the defense with 5 solo tackles, 3 assisted stops. Josh Hutchinson was in on 4 solo tackles and 2 assists. Josh Gehring is in his first year at Midland after taking the reins from Casey Thiele. Gehring was an offensive coordinator at Morningside for several seasons in the GPAC. He was most recently at Wisconsin-Whitewater before taking the head coaching position in Fremont, Nebraska. For Dort College, they're 0-2 this season, 0-1 in the GPAC. They have losses to Waldorf and Hastings. The defenders have gained 470 yards on the ground, 123 in the air. The defense has surrendered 482 yards on the ground, 241 yards in the air. Dort College has given up 3 interceptions and 3 fumbles, while opponents have given the football up 3 times by interception and twice by fumble. Bryce Rustler has gained 99 yards on 35 carries. Courtney Samuel has gained 92 yards on 17 carries. All of those came in a season-opening loss to Waldorf. He's been out of action since then with a bad knee. Lennard Manuel pressed into action last Saturday at running back. Has 71 yards gained on 6 carries. Trey Pickney has 13 carries for 64 yards. Josh Van Kempen and Daniel Fennig each have 7 carries for 44 and 42 yards each. Bryce Rustler has completed 8 passes for 55 yards. Kyle Henricks has 6 completions for 68 yards. 5 of those completions came at the end of the game last week in the loss to Hastings. Pickney and Grease have 4 catches each for 40 and 33 yards, respectively. Daryl Van Grau handles the punting chores for the Dort College defenders. He has 15 punts for a 39.3 average. Seth Vandevoort tops the team with 13 solo and 5 assisted stops with 2.5 tackles for loss. Benoit Harris has 11 solo and 3 assisted tackles through 2 games, and Sam Ashmore is at 10-4. Anthony Hallam, Ray Cleveland, and Josh Nolmeyer all have 1 interception. Nolmeyer questionable again for today's contest. He hurt a knee in the season-opening loss to Waldorf. Had the opportunity to sit down with Greg Youngblood earlier this week to visit about the upcoming game, and here is what Coach Youngblood had to say. Let's visit with Coach Greg Youngblood as the Dort College defenders get set to take on the Midland Warriors Great Plains Athletic Conference action. And, Coach, let's talk just a little bit about the game from last Saturday with Hastings and in week number one of the Great Plains Athletic Conference. I guess, first off, what did you see that you liked from your team against Hastings last Saturday?
Well, I liked our guys, the way they came out and had a lot of intensity. They maintained that throughout the game. I really saw that our team had gotten better from the first game. Obviously, there are areas where we still have a long ways to go. I think offensively, early, we really struggled and then got some drives going, but not near the consistency we've got to have. And so, you know, that's on me. I got to do a better job getting those guys going. But I'm confident our guys are continuing to work hard and making the corrections and things that we just didn't do very well in the game. Defensively, our guys played a real spirited game. They made a lot of big plays. Did a real good job. Even though we gave up some yards, they didn't give up a lot of points and made some big plays there. So I thought there were a lot of positives we can take from the game, the way we competed, the energy level we showed, and the way our guys didn't get down. So we got to continue to build on those things, correct the things we didn't do so well. But I'm excited where our guys, the direction they show us to be going.
Playing a Midland team that escaped with a win over Nebraska Wesleyan last week, 7-3, a game in which they didn't put a lot together offensively from the numbers, the way it looks at least. But what does this Midland Lutheran team, do first of all defensively that could give you some trouble?
Well, defensively, they've got some seniors, especially the linebacker position, and they're pretty physical up front. They're very aggressive, run the ball well. They're a good defense, and they've been a good defense, and that hasn't continues. So they're just a good team there up front. Offensively, they're just real new, and they've got some good players with a new scheme. They struggled with some things, just some first game type issues, snaps, center exchanges, and that kind of thing, but they did show, they've got the ability to move the football, and Josh Garen's a good offensive coach. So we know they're going to be a lot better in the same game offensively, and they're going to be good defensively. So it'll be a good opponent, but they're still finding their way, so it'll be a good challenge for our guys.
For your team, some kids that we've been watching and waiting on getting back, one of them John Leachins, the other Courtney Samuel. What are the status for those two guys going into this week?
Mm-hmm. John's making progress. I think we've got to get him in this week and get the sleeve, put on his knee. I think they're maybe next week ready to maybe do some more active type things. He's walking better, but not there yet. But they're optimistic in a week at minimum, or I should say at the earliest, but maybe later, depending on how his recovery goes. Courtney had a little bit of a setback. We had him run on Monday, swelled up on him again, so he's going back in to be reevaluated. They think it's a meniscus issue and might require some scoping, and that then could, depending on the extent of the damage, could be anywhere from two to weeks to the season. So that's an unknown there. So that's a unfortunate setback there, but we'll hope for the best and love to have those guys back in the field. But in the meantime, the guys we have, we know are working hard and doing some good things.
You shuffled things a little bit last week, and you ended up having Lennard Manuel play both sides of the football a little bit. More of that, can we expect to see a little more of that again this week?
Probably. Exactly. We're pretty thin on bodies, and D-line, he gives us a big body, but also he's a good running back. And with Courtney out, and we've got Josh McKempin who did a nice job, but we need some other guys in there, and so he gives us that ability to have guys on both sides of the ball. We've had Mike Applegate was out most this week with a shoulder issue. We're thinking he's going to be ready for game day, but it's still going to be weak. So, that's where we're definitely going to need Lennard, with some number issues and a guy like Mike out. So, we'll see how it goes. But Lennard knows that's kind of his role right now, and he's taken to it and done a great job.
That is Coach Greg Youngblood talking about the matchup between Door College and Midland, and as he alluded to and as he said straight out, Door College will be a little short at tailback once again this afternoon. It looks like Lennard Manuel will be getting some reps at fullback once again in that flex bone set, and he'll also be playing on the defensive end as Door College awaits the hopeful return of Courtney Samuel. We'll know more this week. Dort Midland have played four times, with Midland taking all four contests. Last year's game in Sioux Center on September 17th resulted in a 37-14 win for the Warriors. Door College tied that game with a 15-yard reception by Josh Van Kampen late in the first quarter. Cut a 21-7 lead down to 21-14 at halftime when Van Kampen again got into the end zone off a pass from Justin Knott. Midland pulled away in the second half with 16 points on two touchdowns and a safety. Let's pause for our national anthem.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous o'er the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming.
Listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Getting back to that matchup last year, Midland outgained Door College 507-233, gained 279 yards on the ground, 228 in the air. Anthony Johnson had 143 yards of rushing offense on 17 carries. Khalid Waters had 76 yards on 22 carries. Door College had 72 yards on 23 carries from Lennard Manuel last year. Justin Knott completed 8 of 17 passes for 77 yards. Chandler Kurth was 6 for 12 for 39 yards. Just in case you're looking ahead a little bit, Door College travels next weekend to face Concordia in Seward, Nebraska. Midland goes on the road next Saturday as well to face Morningside in a 1 o'clock kickoff. Other Great Plains Athletic Conference football games happening this afternoon and this evening. We find Briarcliff at Dakota Wesleyan, Doan at Northwestern, and Door College versus Midland. Evening games tonight, Morningside at Nebraska Wesleyan, Concordia visits Hastings. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from the Van Englund Hovind Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Brought to Boers and Agents, 712-737-6000. By Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling, put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at teamrealtysc.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake is a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hovelman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. We're about 2 minutes away from the kickoff of this afternoon's football game. Dort College and Midland back with a kickoff right after this. Just had the coin toss at midfield with the captains. Midland won the coin toss. They defer to the second half. Dort College will receive the opening kickoff. They will be defending the north goal. Dort College in their white jerseys, silver numbers, black pants. Midland in their blue jerseys, orange numbers trimmed out in white. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, 74 degrees at game time, winds out of the south-southeast at 5 to 15 miles per hour here at Memorial Field in Fremont, Nebraska. Today's broadcast of Dort College football made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon, where values matter, member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass insulation, and frame repair. 722-2313. Kickoff by Midland. This will be Trayton Burrish teeing it up. Back deep for the Dort College defenders, Trey Pickney and Daniel Fennig. We are set for football. Measuring out his steps is Trayton Burrish. And we are just about set, teeing it up from the 35. Pickney and Fennig back at the goal line. Fennig will take it at the 2. Receives it overhand. He goes to the 5, to the 10, to the 15. Glances off to his left. He's to the 20. Going to be run out of bounds at the 20-yard line. Midland forcing Daniel Fennig out of bounds. And on the special teams, that was Riley Gross. Riley Gross making the stop. And the Dort College defenders will set up first down and 10. At their own 20-yard line. And we have a penalty against Midland to start the football game, a 5-yard penalty. That'll be against Thomas Coase. And that'll be assessed at the end of the run. Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 25-yard line. Football just shy of the 26, that is. Three down linemen for Midland to start. Bryce Rustler on the field. In the backfield with him is Van Kampen. They pitch it right side Pickney. Pickney on the throwback. He's got a man open and missed him. Van Kampen was wide open at the 45-yard line, and he got underthrown. Trey Pickney had him wide open, and Van Kampen would have had some room to run. And instead, pass falls incomplete. It will be second down and 10. So Dort College, with some trickery to start this afternoon's contest, had the right play called, right play, wrong execution, unable to complete the pass, and we're facing second down and 10 now with the defenders. Second down and 10. Fake the handoff, ball's on the ground, and it's recovered by Midland. Dort College faked the dive play, ball comes out, Midland gets the fumble. And Midland will take over first down and 10 and a short field to work with. Football is marked at the 26-yard line. So with 14:45 left to go in the first quarter, Dort College has committed a turnover on the missed exchange between the quarterback and the fullback. It looked like Rustler wanted to pull it back, and Van Kampen wanted the football. It comes out, and now Midland has the football. Pro set, Lee Horkey is the quarterback. He's got a tailback behind him, puts a man in motion from left to right. Horkey eyeing the defense, wide out left and right. Back to throw is Horkey. Horkey looking over the middle, pass is intercepted. Taken away by Ray Cleveland at the 5. He's to the 10. 15, 20, has some room, 25. Stacked up, now he dodges another tackler, and he's got it at the 30, and both teams have turned it over early. Ray Cleveland, number one, a junior. Defensive back for the Dort College defenders comes up with the interception at the goal line, and the Dort College offense is back on the field. So Cleveland, for the second time this season, makes an interception at his team's goal line. And now Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 30-yard line. Russler back to throw, passes to the flat, gets it over to Grease. Grease to the 40, spins out of the grasp of one tackler, and is down at the 40-yard line. Received it at the 35, spun out of the grasp of a tackler, and he makes it all the way to the 39. They'll mark him. A gain of 8 on the play, second down and 2. Second and 2 for the Dort College defenders at their own 39-yard line. Russler up to the line of scrimmage. Now he'll get the signal from the sideline. Aaron Francis lining up at a wing back for Dort College, part of that flex bone. To the near side, we've got a man in motion. They hand it off on the dive and the carry for Leonard Manuel. And Manuel picks up 5 hard-earned yards. And Manuel all the way down to the 45-yard line. So a gain of 6 on the play and a first down for the defenders. First down of the afternoon for Dort College. On the near side, Dort College, their wideout is Darylvin Growl. 20 seconds on the play clock. Dort College is up to the line of scrimmage. Russler checking his wristband. He's under center. He's got Manuel in the backfield with him at fullback. They send Francis in motion left to right. Dump pass over the top, and it's batted down by the linebacker for Midland. Pass was intended to Daniel Finnick. Wanted a quick hitter over the top. And that ball is batted down by Mason Gagsna. Gagsna knocks it down. It'll be second down and 10, Dort College at their own 45. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. Russler is under center, send a man in motion, hands it off to Leonard Manuel, and Manuel picks up 2 or 3 yards on the play before he's wrestled down on the dive. It'll be third down and long for the defenders. So third down and long at their own 48-yard line. Got Francis at one wing. You've got Fennig, who's going to line up in the slot, it appears. So they'll break the flex bone here. They've got Van Graal wide to the left. Lining up on the far right side is David Grease. Under center is Russler. Manuel's in the backfield. He's the B-back. They're going to roll Russler left. He's got some room to run if he tucks it away. He's going to throw it up over the top, and it's incomplete. The defense able to pursue Russler and up to the sideline. He might have gotten into Midland territory, but in all likelihood would have been stopped short of the first down. Instead, tried to pass it over the top intended for Fennick, and he just threw it long enough that if it was intercepted, would have been as good as a punt. Instead, the ball falls incomplete. It'll be fourth down, and Dort College will be forced to punt. Van Graal is punting. Back to receive is Carlson for Midland at his own 10-yard line. Van Graal gets this one up into the air, into the wind, and it takes a Midland bounce at the 32-yard line, and it's down by the Dort College defenders at the 36-yard line. Getting his hands on it to down it, Loken Vandevak. Vandevak downs it, and Midland will take over. Pretty good field position. They'll take over first down and 10 at their own 36-yard line. For Dort College, that is just a 16-yard punt. 12:24 left to go in the first quarter. Midland with the football. We're scoreless. Lee Horkey is under center. Two receivers set to the left. That's the wide side of the field. They hand off to the running back, and he's brought down after a 4-yard gain on the play. Handoff went to Dominic Blood. Blood tackled after a 3-yard gain. Midland hurrying up on offense. They hand it off to Blood again. Blood at the line of scrimmage this time. Bounces away from one tackler, but is drugged down at the line of scrimmage. Sam Ashmore, there he is again, the linebacker, making the stop from Arlington, Texas. Short gain on the play. It's going to be third down and 7. Both teams getting substitutes on and off of the field. Checking into the contest for Dort College, Cody Vandekamp in this passing situation. Horkey is in shot in the pistol. Horkey back to throw. Pump fakes, throws over the middle. Pass is incomplete. It was deflected at the 47-yard line, and Sam Ashmore very nearly comes up with the interception off the deflection. Pass falls incomplete. And Midland is forced to punt with 11:36 left to go in the first quarter. 0-0 our score, punting. Ethan Renner, Trey Pickney back deep for Dort College, and they've got two twin safeties back. That'll be Pickney and Fennick. They're back at their own 15-yard line. Renner will be punting with the line of scrimmage at the 40-yard line. Ball takes a bounce and rolls into the end zone. Touchback, Dort College. Looked like Fennig and Pickney both wanted to make a play on the ball and then lost it in the sun. And the Dort College defenders will take over first down and 10 at their own 20-yard line. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors, custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor, 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City, Hull, Ayrton, Craig, Paulina, Remsen, and Sanborn, their member FDIC. Kyle Henricks in at quarterback for the Dort College defenders now. Pitches over to Pickney. Pickney to the 20. And he is brought down at the 23-yard line. Beg your pardon, that was Fennick. Daniel Fennick on the carry. And Fennick forced out of bounds at the 29-yard line. So on in relief for a series. Here is Kyle Henricks. Henricks is under center for Dort College. Josh Van Kampen is the fullback. Van Kampen will now, Henricks will check off to the sideline. He's got time, 12 seconds on the play clock. Henricks is under center. Hands it off on the dive, and no gain on the play. Josh Van Kampen brought down at the just shy of the first down by the length of a football, it appears. It's going to be third down and short. Third down and short. Henricks. Dort College does not huddle up. They get all of their plays signaled in from the sideline. Near side receiver is Rockland Mao. 15 seconds on the play clock. Third down and short. Dort College runs option. Henricks face the pitch. He keeps it himself. Picks up the first down plus 2 yards. A 3-yard pickup on the play for Henricks as he faked the pitch, kept it himself. It's a first down for the Dort College defenders. First down and 10 for Dort College at their own 32-yard line. Make that their own 33-yard line. So a gain of 4 on the play. Henricks communicating now with Rockland Mao on the far side. Aaron Francis is the left wing back. They'll put him in motion. Back to passes Henricks. Henricks passes incomplete. Hit the defensive player right in the numbers, and he dropped it. Nick Carlson jumped the route. Dort College was going to a quick out, and Carlson stepped in front of the pass and hit him right between the 3 and the 1. Falls to the ground, incomplete. It'll be second down and 10. Clock stops. 10:04 left to play, first quarter, 0-0, our score. Van Kampen, the fullback, behind Henricks. Henricks back to pass. Pass over the middle. It's completed. Caught off the deflection by the Dort College defenders. Making the catch in the right place at the right time. Aaron Flohn. A first down catch for the defenders. Rockland Mao had it bounce off of his shoulder pad. And there to catch it was Flohn. So Aaron Flohn, the reception. First down and 10 for the defenders at their own 45-yard line. Just shy of the 46, first down and 10. Kyle Henricks from Little Elm, Texas, keeps it himself. He's to midfield. He's still pulling his way forward, and he's into the inside the 45-yard line down to the 44. A 10-yard pickup on the play. First down and 10 for the defenders. First down and 10 for Dort College. Henricks, tough to bring down once he made it past the line of scrimmage. Henricks engineered a scoring drive last week. Now he's going to check off to the sideline. He's got time, 15 seconds on the play clock. Got Fennig to the right, Francis to the left in the flex bone. They're going to run it to the left. Keeping it himself is Henricks. Henricks picks up 3 on the play. It'll be second down and 7. Kyle Henricks, a sophomore. prepped at American Heritage High School. Second down and seven. Now Dort College will use the clock. They've got time. 20 seconds on the play clock. The play gets signaled in from the sideline. Then Henricks communicates the call with the line of scrimmage in his backs. Aaron Francis in motion. They're going to run right now, dropping back to pass, and the pass is nearly intercepted. Ball falls incomplete. It'll be third down and seven. I believe that was Blake Merritt. Merritt stepping in front of the pass over on the far sideline at the numbers at the 40-yard line. And it'll be third down and seven. Third down and seven, 8:32 left to play, first quarter. We're scoreless. So Dort College, well, you pick up three or four here. Maybe you're in four-down territory. Back to pass is Henricks. Henricks, drop back pass over the middle. Pass is intercepted. Taken at the 26-yard line to the 30, to the 35, 40. 45, 50 into Dort College territory and brought down, and the football comes out. Well, and picking it back up is Midlands' Micah Fisher. Fisher intercepts it inside the 30, brings it back 20-plus yards to the Dort College 46-yard line. So Dort College turns it over for the second time this afternoon, and Midland has good field position. So with 8:19 left to go in the first quarter, Midland gets the football back after Dort College throws an interception. Dort College, three down linemen. Under center is Horky. Horky under center. He's going to drop back. Passes out in the flat. Incomplete. Intended for Khalil Walker. It'll be second down and 10. Second down and 10. Now, Midland was involved in a 7-3 battle with Nebraska Wesleyan last Saturday. They had trouble getting their offense on track. They were actually outgained substantially by Nebraska Wesleyan, but got a touchdown in the second quarter to stand up. It's 0-0 right now. Lee Horky in the pistol. Send a man in motion. Hand off to Martin. Martin with a football, and Martin is brought down after a gain of 7 on the play. It's going to be third down and 3. Straight up the middle, and Martin picks up a 7-yard chunk of real estate. Midland now in 4-down territory, I would imagine, inside the Dort College 40-yard line, facing third down and 3. Offset eye. Horky is under center. Now they'll shift, they'll overload to the left side with a tight end. Receiver in the slot and a wideout. Offset eye. Horky quickly throws over to the left side. Ball's deflected, incomplete. And that'll bring up fourth down. Well, both offenses misfiring so far this afternoon. And it's going to be fourth down and 3. And Midland is going to try and punt and pin here. Lane Heinert is on a punt. Ray Cleveland at the 10-yard line for the Dort College defenders. So Midland punting from the Dort College 39. A high spiraling kick angled towards the sideline. It takes a bounce and into the end zone. A touchback for the Dort College defenders. So Dort College will take over first down and 10 at their own 20 with 7:26 left to play in the first quarter. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Well, who's going to be the quarterback this series? It looks like it'll be Kyle Henricks. And number 9 comes in from the sideline for Dort College. Henricks is under center. Lennard Manuel is in the backfield. He's the B-back. Handoff straight up the middle, and Manuel picks up a couple of yards on the play. They'll give him 3. It'll be second down and 7. Tackle that time by Jonathan Boss for Midland. So Lennard, straight ahead carry in for Lennard. There's not much fancy about what he does, but he's able to get that body moving forward, running downhill. Listed 6'1", 235. It's out of Kansas City, Missouri. Under center is Henricks. They're going to run option to the left. Henricks pitches, gets it over to Fennig. Fennig with the football, and Fennig is forced out of bounds, just shy of the first down. Looks like less than a yard. Stewart College ran option left that time. Henricks pitched it to him. And depending on the spot of the football, it's going to be third down and a full yard to go. Third down and a yard to go. 6:23 left to play. First quarter. 0-0 our score at Memorial Field in Fremont, Nebraska. Keeping it himself on the quarterback keeper is Henricks, and Henricks picks up the yard he needs, plus about another 2 feet. And it'll be first down and 10 for the defenders at their own 31-yard line. First and 10 for the defenders at their own 31. 6:09 remaining. First quarter, 0-0 our score. Darrell Van Grout to the near side. Aaron Francis is the left wing. On the right side is Fennig. Hand off to Leonard Manuel. And Manuel has it stripped from him. Taking it right out of his arms is Josh Hutchinson. And Hutchinson forces a turnover. Hutchinson took it out of the arms of Manuel as he was upright. Brings it back about 3 yards. And the North College defenders turn it over for the third time here in their first quarter. And with 5:51 left to play in the first period, Midland has the football inside the Dort College 30 for the second time this afternoon. They've got it at the Dort College 29. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Single setback behind Horky. Horky turns, hands, gives to Blood. Blood with the football. He's at the 25, inside the 20, and brought down after he picks up 11 yards and a first down. Well, Josh Nolmeyer over there for the defenders, near side cornerback. He makes the tackle, but an 11-yard pickup on the play for Blood. Warriors have the football. Under center is Horky. He's got two receivers set to the left. Double tight formation. Blood is the lone setback. He's 6 yards deep. They turn, hand, give it to Blood. Blood around the left edge. He's to the 20, to the 15. Stood up at the 12. And brought down just shy of the first down. Sam Ashmore on the tackle. So Sam Ashmore makes the tackle. It's going to be second down and one for Midland. Midland has the football in Dort College territory. The defense for Dort College needs to come up with another stop. Receiver sent to the right. Double tight formation again. Hand off to Blood. Blood straight up the middle. He's got the first down plus some. He's to the five. Submarined at the 3 yard line and a flag on the play. Josh Nolmeyer made the tackle, but a flag thrown at the 6 yard line. We'll wait and see what the call is from our official, Thomas Koss. He's conferring with his crew, and it looks like it's going to be against Midland. A hold called on the tight end, Jesse Spangler. Spangler called for holding, and that'll go from the spot. Was at the 7 yard line, and it's pushed back to the 17, so now it's second down and 8.
8 yards to go.
Second down and 8. Offset eye for Midland. Tight end set to the strong the left side. Blood is in the backfield. And fumbling the football is Horky. Horky loses yardage on the play. That'll be a 3 yard loss. It'll be third down and long. Third down and we'll call it 10. Got a generous spot out of that. So Horky fell on top of it. Three down linemen for the defenders. Strong side to the left for Midland. Blood is in the backfield. Pistol set. Back to throw is Horky. Horky, and we've got a penalty on the play. Dead ball. And here's the call from our official.
Offside, 71,
So false start on Midland. Midland, after having the ball right on the doorstep, now facing third down and 15. Third and 15, 3:55 left to go in the scoreless first quarter. And Midland has 10 seconds. They're in the pistol. Horky has blood behind him. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Tight end is also to the right side, so they've got things overloaded there. Back to pass is Horky. He's got some room to run. He's at the 25, trying to get to the outside. He's going to be cut off by Ray Cleveland and brought down inside the 15. But that'll bring up a decision now for Midland, short of the first down. Horky carries the football. North College brings him down, and it looks like Midland will try for three. Fourth down and at least 3 yards to go. Looks like Ethan Renner will try a 30-yard field goal here out of the hold of Riley Gross. Here's the snap. The kick is down. The snap is down. The kick is up, and the kick is no good. Wide right. And the Midland Warriors, for the second time this afternoon, failed to capitalize on a short field. They've had the football at the Dort College 26 and again at the 29, starting their drives from those points. They've thrown one interception and now missed a 30-yard field goal to try. 0-0 our score, 2:47 left to play in the first quarter. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707, located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at HiltRealEstate.com. Josh Van Kemp on the ball carrier. He picks up four on the play. So we near the end of the first quarter. We're scoreless, but Midland has had their opportunities. Zero to zero, Dort College up to the line of scrimmage. Aaron Francis in motion left to right, keeping himself as Rustler, so Rustler gains a couple on the play. So Bryce Rustler back in at quarterback for the defenders. Rustler, a 5'11", 205-pounder. Where's number 15? He's from Blanchard, Oklahoma. Gains two on the play. It'll be third down and four. Third and four, 2:10 left to play. First quarter of action. Back to throw is Rustler. Rustler, the inside handoff, goes to Van Kampen, and Van Kampen, nothing there. North College ran the play with some success last week where the quarterback came out, faked the pass to the right, and then came back with the inside handoff to the fullback. That time, nowhere to go for Van Kampen, and it's fourth down. Fourth down and punting will be Darryl Van Grau. North College punting from their own 26-yard line. And just getting it away is Van Grau. That was very nearly blocked. Ball will take a bounce at the 45-yard line of North College and bounce out of bounds at the 40. It takes a bounce for Midland. And Midland will have good field position once again. North College has to shift to this field position battle. 1:22 left to play in the first quarter. Midland takes over first down and 10 at the North College 40. Most of the first quarter of action has been played on the north half of the field. That's the end North College is defending. Horky is under center. Three receivers to the right. Pitches it wide right. And it's completed to the 40, to the 35 now. Ashmore initially on the coverage, and then Nolmeyer comes up to knock the player out of bounds. That's Khalil Walker on the 6-yard gain. It'll be second down and four. Second and four for Midland at the Dort College 34-yard line. Running back is Kadae Martin in the backfield. With Horky, handoff to Martin. Martin with a football, and Martin is brought down. Gain of two on the play. It's going to set up third down and short. Third down and two. Seth Vandervoort, the linebacker, coming up to fill the gap for Dort College. So third down and two. Let's see if Dort College's defense can make another play. Jonathan Gardner lining up at the nose tackle. They hand it off to Martin. Martin's got the first down and then some. He's to the 25, to the 20, and spun down at the 20-yard line. That was Ray Cleveland coming up to make the stop. But a first down for Midland with 32 seconds left to play. In the first quarter, Midland has it deep in Dort College territory. First down and 10 at the 20-yard line. First down and 10. We'll call it the 21. Horky under center. I beg your pardon. He's going to back it up to the pistol. Two receivers to the left. Tight end is set to the right. Offset eye for Midland. Martin is in the backfield. Fake the handoff to Martin. Coming on the blitz. Pass completed. Dort College came with a blitz from the left side. That was Grease. Didn't get there in time. Pass went to the other side of the field. Pass is completed for an 11-yard gain. And a first down for Midland to the 10. And that will bring the first quarter to a close. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with the second quarter of action from Fremont right after this. We're tied 0-0, Midland threatening. A 0-0 deadlock, but Midland trying to change that here. They've got the football at the 10-yard line, first down and goal to go just inside the 10. Horky hands it off. This is Martin. Martin brought down inside the 5-yard line. On the pursuit that time for Dort College, Vanoa Harris. Harris makes the tackle, but a big gain on the play, a 7-yard gain on the play for Martin. And now Midland has it on the doorstep facing second down and short. Kanae Martin with a carry. He's in the backfield again. Nothing fancy. Horky gives it to Martin. Martin diving to the goal line. Touchdown. 3-yard touchdown run for Martin. So Martin caps the drive with 14:33 left to go in the half. And it's 6-0 pending the point after. On to attempt the point after will be Ethan Renner. Renner will attempt the point after out of the hold of Riley Gross. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So Renner awaits the snap. Kick is up, and the kick is through. Midland leads 7-0. Back with more after this. Kick off by Midland goes out of bounds inside the 10-yard line. Dort College will get good field position to start this drive. Midland goes 40 yards for the first touchdown of the day, capped by a Kanae Martin 3-yard touchdown run. So Dort College will get it at the 35-yard line. First down and 10 for the defenders. Dort College. We've got Loken Vandevecht on the near side, it appears, lining up at a receiver. Back to pass. Russler. Russler floats it up to the sideline intended for Fennec. Beg your pardon, that was now Vandevecht. That is flown, number 29 rather than 28. Pass falls incomplete. It'll be second down and 10 yards to go. 14:28 left to go in the first half. First quarter statistics, Kyle Henricks, 4 carries for 20 yards for the defenders. Daniel Fennec, 2 carries for 14 yards. Leonard Manuel, 4 carries for a net of 13 yards. Going to run option to the left, keeping it as Russler. Now pitches at the last instant to Fennec. Fennec's got the first down, and then he's thrown out of bounds after a pickup of 14 yards on the play. On the far sideline, it'll be first down and 10 for Dort College at their own 47-yard line. For Midland, Dominic Blood and Kanae Martin, 23 and 20 yards respectively. Lee Horky, 2 of 6 through the air for Midland for 16 yards. Dort College, 2 of 7 as a team through the air. 1 for 4 for Henricks for 12 yards. Russler, 1 for 3 for 7 yards. So Dort College with a football at their own 49-yard line. A very generous spot that time. A 14-yard pickup on the play for Fennec. They fake left. They're going to go right. Now the pitch over to Pickney. Pickney back to the line of scrimmage, and that's it. Pickney is submarined on the play by Nick Carlson. Carlson upends him at the near hash mark. Dort College has it second down and 10, so no gain on the play. Second down and 10 yards to go. North College will line Fennig up in the slot now to the left. Rockland Mao is a split end. We also have on the near side, Flown lined up at a wide receiver. Our fullback, with the B-back and the flex bone, is Leonard Manuel on this drive. Rustler is under center. Second down and 10. Back to pass, looking left. Pass is over the middle, incomplete. Intended for Fennig. We've got a flag on the play. Resting at the 40-yard line. It might be pass interference or defensive holding. Looked like Fennig was trying to shake free from the defensive player. Flag came out at the 40. Let's see what the call is. And that interference call is on Cleet Verbka. Verbka, the linebacker, called for pass interference. Another first down for the defenders. Endor College has it inside Midland territory at the 39-yard line now. Rustler is under center. Aaron Francis back in at the right wing now. They send Francis in motion. Rustler keeps it himself. Turns upfield. He gains 3 on the play. Second down and 7. Second down and 70 yards to go. A gain of 2 we'll give to Rustler. Second down and 8. Coming up at halftime, we'll be visiting with Coach Greg Van Dyke, Dort College cross country coach, Sam Ekstrom, sports information student assistant. Caught up with him yesterday as his Dort College cross country preparing to go to Nebraska Wesleyan. We'll check in with Coach Van Dyke at halftime. 12:37 left to go till half. Manuel's the fullback. They give it to Manuel, and Manuel gains 5 on the play. Down to the 32-yard line. He's going to be short of the first down by a couple of yards. And that'll bring up third down and a long 2. Dort College in Midland territory, inside the 35, down at the 32-yard line. Trailing 7-0 are the defenders. Midland scored on the first play of the second quarter, that is. Might have been the second play of the second quarter, in fact. They hand it off to Manuel. Well, beg your pardon, Rustler keeps it. And Rustler maybe gains a yard on the play. Ball came out, evidently, but they're going to whistle him down. It's going to be fourth down and a yard. So Rustler picks up a yard. It's going to be fourth down and 1. 11:33 and counting. First half. 7-0 our score. So Dort College is going to go for it here. Rustler is under center. You've got Flown to the right. And we've got a penalty. A false start on the defenders. Looks like Kyle Skolton jumped off on the near side. Kyle Skolton, the right tackle, a little too eager. And that's going to go 5 yards back the other way. So Dort College now faced with fourth down and 6. Decision time possibly for the defenders. Looks like the offensive unit's going to stay on the field. Fourth down and 6. Rustler under center. You've got Manuel in the backfield. Rustler back to throw. He's going to throw it over the top. He's got Pickney incomplete. Overshot him on the near sideline. Pickney was in behind the defense inside the 10-yard line. But the pass overshot, out of bounds, and the turnover on downs. And Midland will take over first down and 10 at their own 35-yard line. 10:53 left to go in the first half. So Dort College moves it from their own 35 to the Midland 35 before stalling out. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Horkey back to throw. Pass is completed. Little or no gain on the play. Ashmore there on the tackle, along with Trace Bozarth. Bozarth bringing Walker down after the short completion. Second down and nine, a short gain on that play. Lee Horkey is the quarterback. He's under center now. I believe that is Blood in at tailback. Handed off to Blood. Blood has some room to run. He's to the 45, to the 50, to the 45-40. This is Martin. Dodges a tackler. He's still on his feet at the 10. And finally tripped up by Ray Cleveland at the 10-yard line. So Dominic Blood with the carry all the way down to the 5-yard line. A 60-yard gain on the play for Blood. With 10 minutes left to go in the first half, Midland threatening to go up by a couple of touchdowns. North College struggling to get the right people on the field right now. Vinoy Harris back on the field. He's going to line up at a linebacker. First down and goal. Football at the 5-yard line. Horkey hands it off to Blood. Blood on the right side, and he's going to dive to the end zone. He did not get in. Short of the goal line by less than a yard, and we've got a player shaken up for Midland. Coming off of the field under his own power is Jesse Spangler. Spangler comes off hobbling, favoring that left ankle. Midland quickly up to the line of scrimmage, though. Second down and goal to go for Midland at the North College doorstep. They turn, hand, give it off to Blood. Blood to the goal line, and he is in. Touchdown, Midland. So Blood with the one-yard touchdown plunge. And Midland has gone up 13-0, pending the point after. 9:26 left to go. First half, and Midland has scored on the first two possessions of the second quarter. They lead it now 13-0. Ethan Renner is on to attempt the point after. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. He'll kick it out of the hold of Riley Gross. Well, and actually, they say that the ball was fumbled and recovered in the end zone by Midland. The end result is the same. How you score it, a little bit different. And Ethan Renner is on to attempt the point after. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is through the uprights, and Midland leads it now 14-0. 9:26 left to go in the first half. Midland 14, Dort College 0, back with more after this. A short kickoff fielded at the 30-yard line and brought down at the 33-yard line is the return man for Dort College. That was Geroid Pelham. Pelham makes the play up the 30, brings it out to the 33, and Dort College will take over first down and 10. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. And the North College defenders up to the line of scrimmage. Back to pass. Henrik's pass is completed to Grease. Grease makes the catch, got knocked around, ball juggled around, and he comes down with it. A very short gain on the play, maybe a yard or two. Tackle made by Midland's Nick Carlson. So Carlson again there for the stop. Henrik's in at quarterback for the defenders on this series. So it looks like the two quarterbacks alternating two series at a time. Henrik's under center. Van Kampen is his fullback. Grease is to the right. They hand it off to Van Kampen. Van Kampen a gain of two on the play. It's going to be third down and six. Third and six with 8:30 left to play in the first half. Dort College trailing 14-0. Dort College needs something good to happen on this drive. Nord College trailing 14-0. Get the play in from the sideline. They've got 15 seconds on the play clock. Aaron Francis in motion. Fake the handoff. Henricks is going to have to tuck it away, and he's going to be thrown for a 10-yard loss on the play. That was Anthony Biasi coming straight up the middle, and Biasi makes certain Henricks can't go anywhere with it. And that'll bring up fourth down and long. So Dort College forced to punt from their own 29-yard line. So Midland. Back to return will be Nick Carlson at the 24-yard line. Van Grau will get the kick away. Low line drive kick, end over end. Gets a good bounce, and it's taken by Carlson at the 15 to the 20, to the 25, toward the 30. Still on his feet, 35, 40. Flag on the play comes out. And he's brought down at the 44-yard line, but a flag on the play at the 30. So the flag on the play, let's sort it out. While the officials confirm, today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. A block in the back is called against Andrew Watchorn. Watchorn called for the block in the back at the 29-yard line. So Midland will take over first down and 10 at their own 19-yard line. 7:17 left to play in the first half. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. So the Warriors get the football at their own 19-yard line, first down and 10. They lead 14-0, just past the midpoint of the second quarter. Pass in the flat, nothing there. Tackle by Cole McLean, I believe. No, that's Grease. That's number 14, Matt Grease. Pass was completed to Walker. Loss of a yard. They hand it off. This is Martin, I believe, and Martin is brought down after a gain of 6 on the play. It's going to be 3rd down and 4. 3rd down and 4 yards to go. Midland with a football. Well, they didn't give him a very generous spot. Gain of 4, so it's 3rd down and 6. They've got to get just past the 30 for a first down. Horky. First play of the drive, went for negative yardage. Well, they handed it off to Martin, now facing third down and keeping it himself as Horky. He's got the first down. He's knocked at the 32-yard line. It's Anthony Hallam coming up to make the stop, but not before Midland gets a first down. Midland has it first down and 10 at their own 34-yard line. 6:10 remaining. First half of play, Dort College trailing Midland 14-0. Lee Horkey is under center. Double tight set for Midland. Lone setback is Martin. They turn, hand, give to Martin. Martin with a football, and Martin is brought down. No gain on the play. Ashmore, Harris, and Chris McCoy on the stop. Second down and 10. Second down and 10 yards to go. You've got Christopher McCoy lining up at a defensive tackle. He's undersized, 220 pounds. Three down linemen for the defenders. We've got movement along the line of scrimmage. That should be against Midland. They throw the flag. It's going to be second down and 15 on the false start. 5:25 left to go in the first half. Midland 14, Dort College 0. Dort College, those three down linemen. Near side is Jonathan Gardner at an end. Micah Applegate's the nose tackle. Hallam cheating up at the line of scrimmage at cornerback. Now he's going to drop back 10 yards off of the line of scrimmage. In the pistol is Horky. Horky back to pass. Has a man open. Pass is completed to the 35. Sidesteps a tackler. He's to the 40, 45, and brought down after he picks up the first down. Pass completed to Kane Martin. And the Midland Warriors have the football. First down and 10 at their own 45-yard line. First down and 10 to go for the Warriors at their own 45-yard line. 4:48 and counting, first half. Delayed handoff goes up the middle. Martin is going to be spun down, and the tackle, Seth Vandevort, there for the tackle, and Jonathan Gardner had his ankles, and he wouldn't let go. Hand off to Martin. Martin at the 45 to the 50. He's into Dort College territory, 40. It's a foot race now. Ray Cleveland cuts down on the angle. Very nearly a face masking penalty. Cleveland went up high for the tackle. Inside Dort College territory at the 24-yard line. Gain of 30 on the play for Martin. And Midland is threatening here again. 14-0 our score. Timeout on the field. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more right after this. Midland football in Dort College territory at the 23-yard line. 4:19 left to go in the half. Midland already leading by a couple of touchdowns and threatening here again. Dort College showing blitz with their linebackers. Now they'll back off. Handoff goes to Martin. Martin at the 20-yard line dodges a tackler to the 15 and brought down at the 15-yard line. Grease and Ashmore on the stop. Gain of 9 on the play. Second down and 1. Second and 1 for Midland. Dort College giving up yards right now on defense. They need to find a way to force a turnover. Midland helped Dort College out in the first quarter, but now they've started clicking on offense. Horky in the pistol. Fakes the pass to the right. Now he'll go back to the right. First down and more. He's at the 10 to the 5. Pass completed. And it'll be first down and goal to go at the 5-yard line. Pass completed to Kane Martin out of the backfield. And we've got a player hurt for Dort College. I believe that's Ray Cleveland. Ray Cleveland will walk off the field under his own power. Brings Cody Vandekamp into the contest. Cody Vandekamp, a 6'4 sophomore from Rock Valley. First down and goal to go for Midland at the Dort College 6-yard line. 3:35 left to play. First down and goal to go for Midland at the 6-yard line. Martin's in the backfield. Horky is under center. Dort College 3-down linemen. They'll turn and hand it off to Martin. Martin at the 5, and he's submarined at the 5-yard line. Falls forward to the 3. It's brought down by Jonathan Gardner. Gardner makes the play for the Dort College defenders, tripping him up. Second down and goal to go at the 4. So Midland has it offset eye. Got a fullback set to the left. And they'll turn and hand to Martin. Martin at the 5. And he stopped just shy of the goal line. Seth Vandevort on the tackle. Ray Cleveland back into the ballgame for Dort College. He's also in on the stop. It's going to be third down and goal to go, this time from the 2. They hand it off to Martin. Martin again met at the goal line. Stopped short of the goal line. Vandevort on the tackle. Ray Cleveland met him in the hole as well, and Cleveland gets up slowly. And it's going to be fourth down and goal to go, this time from the 1-yard line. Midland's going to go for it. 2:10 left to play, first half. Midland leading 14-0, trying to make it 20-0 here. Fourth down and goal to go. Midland's in the pistol. Horky hands it off to Martin. Martin into the end zone, touchdown. I beg your pardon, that's Blood instead of Martin. So touchdown run for Blood, making it 20-0. with 1:57 left to play. That's 1:57 left to play in the first half. And the Midland Warriors will line up for the point after. Ethan Renner on to attempt the point after. Snap is down and the kick is up. And the kick is no good. 20-0 our score. Midland in front. They cap an 81-yard drive with a 1-yard touchdown run by Blood. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Daniel Fennig takes the kickoff from his own 14-yard line. Returns it out to the 24. It'll be first down and 10 to go. We actually got it out to the 25-yard line. So first down and 10 for the defenders. 1:52 left to play in the first half, trailing 20-0. So first down and 10 for the defenders at their own 25. Henricks is the quarterback. Henricks rolling right. Throws it up for Grease, and Grease unable to bring it in. Second down and 10 from their own 25-yard line for the defenders as the clock stops on the incomplete pass. Midland has had the football three times here in the second quarter. The first possession spanned the first quarter into the second quarter. They have scored three touchdowns here in the third period. Back to pass is Henricks. Henricks looks right. Pass is deflected and falls incomplete in and out of the hands of David Grease. It'll be third down and 10. 1:41 left to play. First half, 20-0. Dort College looks to the sideline for the play. Kyle Henricks checks his wristband. Got Fennig set to the right. You've got Pickney in the slot. Van Kempen's the fullback. They fake the pass. Carrying is Van Kempen. Van Kempen gains three on the play. It's going to be fourth down, and Midland calls a timeout. Midland calls a timeout to save the clock. Dort College will be punting. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Midland will send Nick Carlson back deep to his own 23-yard line. Van Grau gets his foot into it, a high end-over-end kick. It'll take a bounce at the Midland 45, takes a Midland bounce to the 48-yard line where it's down by Leonard Manuel. First down and 10 for Midland at their own 48-yard line. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Borensons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs on the web at borensons.com. If it all settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. So Midland takes over with 1:26 showing on the first half clock. And they will take over actually at their own at the 50-yard line rather than their own 48 by the time they spot it down. Horky in the pistol. Back to throw. Swings it off to the right. Pass is completed to a back out of the backfield. I believe that's Dominic Blood. Blood picks up 7 on the play. It's going to be second down and 3. So Midland used a timeout moments ago to preserve the clock. They've got 2 remaining. 1:07 left to play. Back to pass again is Horky. Horky completes it over the middle. First down, down to the 30-yard line. Pass was completed. I believe that's Royal Riley. Riley on the catch. Back to throw is Horky. Horky to the sideline, incomplete. Second down and 10. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. 52 seconds remaining. Second and 10 for Midland. at the 30-yard line. 20-0, Midland in front with three touchdowns here in the second quarter. Horky has a single setback. That is Blood. Pass to the sideline, incomplete, intended for Jesse Bubka. Grease in on the, well, Matt Grease on the coverage. Chris McDaniel also over near the play. It's third down and 10. Clock stops on the incomplete pass. It's 47 seconds left to go in the first half. So Midland looking over to the sideline. They've got 13 seconds on the play clock. Horky gets the play, checks his wristband, as does the rest of the wideouts. 5 seconds left on the play clock. 4. They might have to use a timeout, and they will. Timeout charge to Midland. Play was late in coming in from the sideline, and so Midland is forced to use a timeout. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Coming up at halftime, of an interview that Sam Ekstrom did with cross-country coach Greg Van Dyke earlier this week as his team prepared for the Woody Greeno invite. We've got some very basic results from the Woody Greeno invite as well that we'll tell you about. All that comes up at halftime. Obviously, we'll go through the scoring recap and the numbers from the first half of play between Dort College and Midland as well. 47 seconds left to go in the first half. It's 20-0. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from American State Bank. Offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hall, member FDIC and the community. By the Van England Hope and Insurance Agency of Orange City. They do one thing, insurance. Rod DeBoer's an agent, 712-737-6000. Third down and 10 for Midland. They've just used up their second timeout of the first half. They've got one remaining. Horky gets the snap. Passes to the left, passes completed, and near a first down to Riley. Riley brought down at the 20-yard line. The tight end makes the catch, and it is a first down. So first down and 10 for Midland. 40 seconds left to go in the first half. Midland threatening, though, with the football at the Dort College 20. They've got one timeout remaining. Three down linemen for the defenders. Horky fakes the handoff, looking, throwing to the right. Pass is completed, but brought down inbounds is the receiver, Bubke. And I believe Josh Nolmeyer makes the tackle for Dort College. It'll be second down and 8. 7 seconds left to go. 6, and they spike the football to stop the clock. And decision time here for Midland. Football is at the 17-yard line. This would be a 34-yard field goal attempt. And they're going to call a timeout. Talk things over. 4 seconds left to play in the first half. Midland leading 20-0, and they'll use a timeout. We'll be back with more right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. Ethan Renner on to attempt a field goal from 34 yards for Midland. Snap is down, the kick is up, it's got the distance, and it misses. Wide left. Second missed field goal of the afternoon for Midland. And we go to the halftime locker room. Our score, Midland 20, Dort College 0. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Back with more right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. The Midland Warriors lead Dort College at halftime, 20-0 in this Great Plains Athletic Conference football contest. Midland scores 3 touchdowns in the second quarter of play. Recapping the scoring, Kanae Martin, a 2-yard touchdown run, capping a 6-play, 40-yard drive with 14:33 left to go in the first half. That made it 7-0. Dominic Savio, a fumble recovery in the end zone. after Dominic Blood had taken it to the goal line, fumbled, and Savio recovers it. Ethan Renner gets the kick. That capped a four-play, 64-yard drive to make it 14-0. That took 1:27 off of the clock. And then with a minute 57 left to go in the half, Dominic Blood, a one-yard touchdown run to cap a 13-play, 80-yard drive. That took 5:03 off the clock. Midland leads 20-0 after the point after by Ethan Renner failed. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with a look at the offensive and defensive numbers right after this. The first half numbers look like this. Midland 11 first downs. Tudor College is 7. 182 rushing yards for Midland, 71 for Dort College. 78 passing yards for Midland, 21 for Dort College. Dort College 3 of 13 in the air, Midland 10 of 17 in the air. Both teams have thrown an interception. Total offense, Dort College 92 yards on 36 plays, Midland 260 yards on 41 plays. Dort has punted four times for a 27.5 average. Midland has punted twice for a 49.5 average. Midland's been penalized six times for 43 yards. Dort College, one penalty for 5 yards. Third down conversions, Dort College, 2 of 8. Midland, 3 of 7. Midland, 1 for 1 on fourth down conversion attempt. Dort College, 0 for 1. Individually, Daniel Fennig, 3 carries for 28 yards. Leonard Manuel, 5 carries for 18 yards. Kyle Henricks, 5 carries for 11 yards. And Josh Van Kempen, 5 carries for a net of 9 yards. For Midland, Dominic Blood, 8 carries for 87 yards. Kanae Martin, 13 carries for 78 yards. Lee Horkey, 3 carries for 17 yards. Lee Horkey, 10 of 17 through the air for 78 yards with a long of 16. Kyle Henricks, 2 for 7 through the air, 14 yards, a long of 12. Bryce Thrustler, 1 of 5 for 7 yards. David Grease has 2 catches for 9 yards. Aaron Quon has 1 catch for 12 yards. Jesse Bubke has 3 catches for Midland for 23 yards. Riley Royal has 2 catches for 22 yards. Cale Walker has 3 catches for 9 yards. Defensively, Seth Vandevoort, 3 solo and 4 assisted stops. Anthony Hallam, 3 solo, 2 assisted stops. Ray Cleveland, 3 solos and 2 assisted tackles. Eric Gilbert, 4 solo tackles for Midland, along with 2 assists. Nick Carlson, 4 solos. Eric Terrace, 3 solos, and Cleet Verbka, 2 solos and 1 assisted stop. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR Sioux Center, Iowa. We have some GPAC scores from this afternoon. Northwestern leads Doan at halftime 14-7. And Briarcliff is leading Dakota Wesleyan near halftime 13-3. Morningside, Nebraska Wesleyan will play later this evening. And Concordia and Hastings will also play at 6 o'clock this evening. And that will account for the 5 Great Plains Athletic Conference football games inside the conference today. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Along those same lines, GPAC football. 5 teams, 1-0 at this point of the season. Dakota Wesleyan, Doan, Morningside, Hastings, and Midland all 1-0 in the GPAC. Nebraska Wesleyan, Northwestern, Briarcliff, Concordia, Dort College all looking to even their records at 1-1 this weekend. We'll take one more break and we'll be back visiting with Coach Greg Van Dyke, Dort College cross-country coach, as Dort College traveled down to the Woody Green Invite this weekend. Dort College women rated in the top 20 in the NAI coaches poll that was released earlier this week. Sam Ekstrom, sports information assistant, caught up with Coach Van Dyke earlier this week. And we'll check in with that interview right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM.
We're here with Coach Van Dyke, the head coach here at Dort of the men's and women's cross-country team. How are you doing today, Greg?
Doing well.
Excellent. You're coming off a year where you made it to nationals. How big of an incentive is that for your team to try to return to that point?
Yeah, last year at the end of the school year, we met with both teams, and we talked about goals for next year as far as, you know, a lot of different areas. But one of the goals that that both teams had was to qualify as a team for nationals. The guys had that experience last year, and it's just a great experience going to national, competing and representing Dort and Christ in that way. And so, yeah, we were hoping to have both teams go back this year.
You have a ton of upperclassmen leadership, especially on the guys' side. What does that mean in terms of the day-to-day grind, you know, getting in, working hard at practice, and then on meet day, having that leadership?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, on the guys' side, we are. We do have a lot of upperclassmen leaders, and as a coach, it's just great to have that. Every day I know that when we come to practice, it's going to be consistently hard work, and the guys are just going to go do it. And so that's been great to see. And also the freshmen have made several comments to me about just the upperclassmen and how they, you know, just incorporated them into the team right away, but also just the work ethic, and I see that already building in the freshmen, and that's just great to see. So,
now on the women's side, in your last meet, you had 5 finishers in the top 20, I believe.
Yep.
Did that exceed your expectations?
Well, I don't know if it exceeded them. I guess it met my expectations. Coming in, I knew that we'd be a very good, very strong team with a strong freshman class last year and some good summer training and returning again this year. I knew that we'd be strong, but we also had a few surprises, like Katie Bunema had a phenomenal track season last year, ran a 54-second 400 at Nationals, and wasn't really sure. She hasn't been a real strong cross-country runner, but she ran some really good mileage, some faster mileage this summer, and she was definitely a nice surprise at that first meet.
In which ways do you miss Michelle Steiger the most?
Oh, man. Well, Michelle is someone that you don't really replace, you kind of just change your team dynamic from the seniors that graduate. And so we miss her hard work ethic. I mean, every day she went there and she just showed the team how to work hard and get things done. We miss her every single day. But Marissa Harkema and the other upperclassmen, Hannah Orlow and Katie Bunn, have just done a great job of providing leadership this year.
You mentioned that you want to get back to nationals. That's your big picture goal. Hone it down a little bit. What are a couple smaller goals you want your team to reach this year?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think just every day serving Christ in what we do, whether that be team-wise, outside of practice, and what we look like to other teams when we're at meets. So that's definitely one of our focuses this year. And just making sure that everybody on the team is taken care of. Like our women's team, they have prayer partners every week, and so the beginning of practice they split up in twos for the first mile and a half, and they just ran with their prayer partner and talked about life, and so it's been cool to see some of those things taking place on our team.
You have the Woody Greeno invite on Saturday. Mm-hmm. In Nebraska, one of your bigger meets of the year, I believe. Give us a second and just preview that. What do you expect to see?
The Augie Twilight meet was 2 weeks ago. Last week was an extremely hard week of practice, and I felt like we made a lot of progress last week. And this week we're taking it a little bit easier, try to get a little more fresh for our race this weekend. We're very excited to go down there. I think we're going to have some great performances. On our guys' side, we maybe started a little bit slow, but that's kind of typically what we do and come on strong at the end of the season. But there's a couple guys that have been looking good in practice. Nathan Jackson has been working really hard. Tim Bierma, Ryan Tholen is, he's always the constant. And so we're looking for the guys group to really pack it in there. And the girls group, it's a 6K, so it's a little bit different than running a 5K, but I really want them to focus on, having our group come in at a certain time. We're going to talk about, times and that kind of stuff tonight. But breaking a certain barrier with the time, and I think, results will happen from there. So,
Coach Van Dyke, thank you for the time. Best of luck going forward.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. Thanks for being here today.
Putting the finishing touches on that Sam Ekstrom interview with Coach Greg Van Dyke earlier today, the Dort College women's cross-country team finished 9th at the Woody Greeno Invite. They're the top finishing NAIA team. They finished 5 of the teams in front of them in that 9th place finish were NCAA Division I schools. The men finished 13th. They finished behind a rated Concordia team in terms of NAIA finishers. Hopefully we'll have some results on that. Sounded like they had their share of challenges with the results at the Woody Greeno Invite today. That's a huge meet. And hopefully we'll have some results for you to be able to post on our website, probably sometime when I get back to Sioux Center. But it doesn't appear that I'll be getting anything before then, as I checked email and some websites. So we'll try to piece things together. We're about 2 minutes away from the start of the second half. Midland leads at 20-0. Midland deferred their decision to the second half. All likelihood they'll be receiving when we start the second half of play. We'll sort it all out right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center 88.5 FM. Dort College trails 20-0 as we get set for the second half of play. Today's broadcast made possible by Team Realty of Sioux Center, providing excellent real estate services to the area, whether buying or selling. Put the team to work for you on the World Wide Web at TeamRealtySC.com or at the office, 712-722-4472. Brian Grunewake's a broker. By Proactive Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab, services provided by Julie Ahrens and Steve Hobbleman, serving the needs of children through senior citizens, 722-1902 is the number to call to be proactive. Dort College will indeed be kicking off to start the second half of play. Midland will be getting the football. Midland will be defending the north end of the field. The wind we have today is out of the south here in Fremont at anywhere from 5 to 15 miles per hour. And here's the kickoff and a short end-over-end kick angled towards the sideline, taken at the 10-yard line by Midland, to the 15, to the 20, to the 25-30, and brought down at the 32-yard line, the return man for Midland. And that's where Midland will start out, first down and 10. Taking it out was Kurt Walsh. Benoit Harris on the tackle for the Dort College defenders. And Midland takes over, first down and 10 at their own 32-yard line. So Midland has it with a 20-0 lead. Let's see what they try to do here with a 20-0 lead. Will they start to grind it out, or will they go to the air? Kane Martin's in the backfield. He's 7 yards deep. Horky is under center. Wide out to the left, and swing pass over to the flanker, and a gain of 8 on the play on the completion to Cale Walker. Anthony Hallam on the tackle. Dort College on the defense. Three down linemen, four linebackers. Your corners are Hallam and Nolmeyer. Linebackers creeping up to the line of scrimmage. Ashmore on the run support coming to the right side, and handoff goes to Martin. Martin swung down at the 42-yard line. Jonathan Gardner there on the tackle for Dort College, along with Trace Bozarth. Enough for a first down, though. Gain of 5 on the play. And it's first down and 10 for Midland at their own 43-yard line. First and 10 for Midland. Lee Horky in the pistol. They'll bring the tight end from left, from the right side of the line to the left. That's Royal Riley. He comes set, fake the handoff. Horky's going to roll right. Horky's tucking it away, and he gains 3 on the play. Brought down after the short gain. That was Seth Vandevort. Vandevort makes the tackle. Bright, sunny afternoon here in Fremont. A little difficult to make out those silver numbers on the Dort College jerseys. And the Midland Warriors. Lee Horky looks to the sideline, gets the play. 15 seconds on the play clock. 13:28 left to play in the third period. Midland with a 20-0 lead. All of their points coming in the second quarter of action. 5 seconds now on the play clock. Horky is under center. And Horky turns and hands, gives to Martin. Martin picks up 8 yards on the play. It's finally brought down. So another first down for Midland. They've got it in Dort College territory at the 46-yard line. They turn, hand give to Martin again. Martin brought down to the backfield. This time it's Sam Ashmore. Ashmore able to penetrate the offensive line. Comes around, makes the tackle. Gain of 1 on the play for Martin. Second down and 9. Midland likes to hurry it up, get up the line of scrimmage, just like North College. They've got to wait for the substitution now. Sprinting off the field with Jesse Bubka. Second and nine. Horky turns, hands, gives to Martin. Martin tripped up at the line of scrimmage as he tried to get outside. Seth Vandevoort on the tackle. Also there was Grease. Matt Grease and David are brothers. David plays on the offensive side of the football. Matt is an outside linebacker. Chris McDaniel onto the field now for North College. He'll line up at a cornerback. Got Ray Cleveland as your safety. 15 seconds on the play clock. Horky in the pistol. Third down and nine at the North College 44-yard line. Riley will come set or left side on for the tight end for Midland. Horky eyeing the defense. 3 seconds left. Back to pass. Pass over the middle is completed. Ashmore able to drag Riley down, though, on that scrape play over the middle. Gain of seven on the play. It's going to be fourth down and two. Fourth down and two with the football at the 38-yard line. Midland's going to punt the football and try to pin North College deep in their own territory. Cleveland will drop back to the single safety. 11:28 left to play, third quarter. Midland leads it 20-0. Going after their second win of the season. And this is angled towards the sideline and goes out of bounds inside the 10. It'll be at the 70-yard line. North College will take over first down and 10. So Midland forced to punt after getting into North College territory. And a net of 31 yards on the play as the football is marked down inside the 10-yard line. 11:12 left to play. Third quarter. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Bryce Russler in at quarterback for North College. Leonard Manuels, the fullback. Russler is going to roll right. Tucks it away. Back to the line of scrimmage. About to the 10 and before he's tripped up. Stayed near the hash mark. Verbka on the tackle for Midland. Gain of three on the play. We'll call it second down and seven. Second down and seven. North College with a, well, with the flex bone set. Handoff goes to Manuel. Manuel to the 20-yard line, tripped up at the 25 and brought down. Gain of 15 on the play. It'll be a first down for North College at their own 25-yard line. So North College with a first down, shaken up on the play. Midland defensive player, that's Mason Gagsna. Gagsna will limp off to the sideline. Flown, splits off wide to the right. North College has a tight end on the right side of the line as well. They hand it up. No, the pitch comes over to Aaron Francis, and Francis is brought down at the 26-yard line. Fumble the football, and Flown falls on top of it. They'll rule him down, actually, at the 26, at the 26-yard line. So a gain of two on the play. Second down and 8 yards to go as Francis brought down at the 27-yard line. 9:50 and counting, third quarter, North College trailing 20-0. Russler under center now. Gets the snap, fakes the handoff left. He's going to keep it himself. Back to the line of scrimmage and brought down hard at the 29-yard line. Not much there for Russler. Gain of maybe one or two on the play. It's going to be third down and six. Third down and 6 yards to go. North College at their own 29-yard line.
Third down. 6 yards to go for North College. The ball is just outside.
Russler waiting for the signal from the sideline. You've got Daniel Fennig at the right wing. You got Aaron Francis at the left. Fullback is Leonard Manuel. Handoff to Manuel. Manuel tripped up at the line of scrimmage. Gain three on the play. He was able to gain some positive yardage, but not enough for a first down. He stopped shy of the first down marker by a couple of yards. Andor College. The drive will stall out at their own 34-yard line. And the defenders will punt. Heath Bonestro on to punt for the defenders. And Bonestro, a spiraling kick taken at the 20-yard line. Bringing it out as Nick Carlson tries to cut back across against the grain. And he's going to be snowed under at the 28-yard line. First person there was David Grease. And so a gain of seven on the return. A punt that covered 46 yards. And Midland will take over first down and 10 at their own 28-yard line. 8:08 remaining. Third quarter. So the Midland Warriors, they'll bring Dominic Blood onto the field now. He's the tailback. Double tight set. They hand it off to Blood. Blood dodges one tackler, but he's going to be drugged down from behind. Gain of two on the play. Jonathan Gardner on the tackle. Gardner able to bring him down. Second down and long now for Midland, leading 20 to nothing. Midland nothing fancy here in the third period, leading 20 to nothing. Turn, hand, give to Blood. Blood at the 32-yard line. Gain of a couple on the play. It's going to be third down, and it looks like five. They're going to give Ashmore credit for that tackle. Third down. 6 yards to go. Checking into the football game, Taylor Teal. Teal's going to line up at nose tackle. Nord College undersized at that position. Teal will line up nose tackle. Third down and five for Midland. And we've got a man in motion now for the Warriors. They'll come set. They fake the pass and hand it off instead to Blood. And Blood gains enough for a first down. An 8-yard gain on the play for Blood, brought down by Bozarth at the 41-yard line. It'll be first down and 10 to go for Midland at their own 42. A drive that started at their own 28-yard line. They've gained a first down now. Lee Horkey is in the pistol. Dominic Blood directly behind him. Ashmore backing off. Now the football's on the ground. Picked up. They give it to Blood. Blood short gain on the play. Gains maybe one on the play. Ashmore and Vandevort teaming up on the tackle. It's going to be second down and nine. 6:14 left to play in the third quarter. Tight end for Midland comes set on the left side. That's Riley. Back to throw is Horkey. Horkey pass completed and wrapped up immediately by Ray Cleveland. Gain of three on the play. On the pass completion to Jesse Bubka. Bubka at the 45-yard line. It'll be third down and six, and we have a player shaken up. I believe that's Bozarth. Trey Bozarth shaken up on the play. Chris Fagerness from the sideline to help. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from People's Bank with offices in Sioux Center, Rock Valley, Akron, Lester, Hayward, and Sheldon. More Values Matter member FDIC. By Northside Body Shop, serving the community since 1955, offering body and fender work, painting, glass installation, and frame repair. 722-2313. By Kevin Gasing, CFA and Water Valley Investment Advisors. Custom-tailored investment services for the successful investor. 712-395-0764. By Iowa State Bank, proudly serving the communities of Sheldon, Orange City. Hullierton, Craig, Polina, Remsen, and Sanborn, member FDIC. They'll help Bozarth off of the field. Bozarth favoring that left ankle and actually not putting much pressure on it as he is helped off of the field. Third down and seven, Midland with it at their own 45-yard line. Send a man in motion from left to right. They fake the end around, now pitch it. Coming back the other way, and that's a first down. We've got a flag in the backfield. 40, 30, this one's going to come back. 20, and brought down at the 12-yard line, but it's coming back. Cale Walker on the end around, but we have a flag thrown at the 42-yard line. In all likelihood, that is a block in the back or a hold, something of that nature. We'll wait for the indication from the official. A hold called against Midland. It's going to go on number six, Jesse Blood, I believe. Or pardon me, Dominic Blood, I believe. Bubka was the ball carrier, if I remember the play correctly. They actually called the penalty on Bubka. That was the indication, but a holding penalty from the spot of the football, from the spot of the foul. It's going to set up third down and 20. Third and 20 for Midland, so that's forces Midland back to their own 32-yard line. Changes the complexion of things for the moment. 5:20 and counting here in the third quarter. In the pistol, they fake the handoff. Back to throw is Horky. Horky gets away from one would-be tackler. Brought down by Jonathan Gardner. No gain on the play. Johnny comes over, right defensive end. Able to stop Horky from picking up any positive yardage. And that'll bring the punt team onto the field. So Midland will punt from their own 30. Back to receive is Trey Pickney. And this one's angled towards the sideline, gets caught in the wind, and goes out of bounds. And we have a couple players tangled up. Cody Vandekamp and a Midland player tangled up as the whistle blows. No flags come out. Vandekamp retreats to the sideline. And it'll be Dort College football. Very favorable field position for the defenders at the 44-yard line. 4:41 remaining. Dort College at the Midland 43. Best field position of the day for Dort College to start a drive. Back to throw is Rustler. Rustler pass over the top intended for Grease, and Grease unable to get to it. Incomplete. Second down and 10 on the way. Second down and 10. 4:35 remaining. Third period. Dort College down 20 to nothing. Midland with those three touchdowns in the third quarter. Bryce Rustler, the quarterback for the defenders. Grease is lined up wide to the right. Send a man in motion. Handed off up the middle to Van Kampen. Van Kampen 8 yards on the play. He's brought down by Blake Merritt. It's going to be third down and 2. 8 yard pickup on the play for Josh Van Kampen. So third down and short for the defenders in Midland territory. Send a man in motion. Now you've got Fennig going right to left. Now they'll reset things. 15 seconds left on the play clock. 3:58 and counting, third quarter. They hand it off to Van Kampen. Van Kampen's got a first down. Certainly looks like a first down from this vantage point as well. At least he's to the 34-yard line, and the defenders have it first down and 10 at the Midland 34-yard line. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web, kdcr.dort.edu. Rustler is under center. Van Kampen, the fullback. They fake the handoff to Van Kampen. Get it to Pickney. Pickney around the right end to the 30, 20, 15. Dodges the tackler, 10, and forced out of bounds at the 7-yard line. For Trey Pickney, a 28-yard pickup on the play on the option pitch. And the Dort College defenders, first down and goal to go inside the 10-yard line. They'll mark him at the 7. So Pickney finally thrown out of bounds at the 7-yard line. And Dort College is threatening here in the third period. Offensive line for the defenders, you've got Skolton, Vischer, Rinalda, Jordan Huseman. Running option left side, ball's down on the ground, and Fennig has to fall on top of it. A loss of, loss of at least five on the play. Goes from the 7 back to the 14, so a loss of 7 on the play. Second down and goal to go from the 14-yard line. Can't quite make out who that left tackle is for the defenders on this series. Huseman's the left guard. Under center, fake the handoff. Well, they give the handoff to Van Kampen, and Van Kampen not much there that time. Gain maybe 2 or 3 on the play. And it's going to be third down and goal to go. 2:09 left to play in the third period. Dort College down 20-0. This would be a shot in the arm for the defenders. Got a ways to go, though. Third down and 12. They hand it off to Van Kampen, and very conservative on the play call. Pickup of 3 on the play. It's going to be fourth down and goal to go at the 7. Decision time for the defenders here, trailing 20-0. Looks like they're going to go for it here. So fourth down and goal to go for the defenders at the 9, and now they are going to bring the field goal unit on the field. Let the play clock run down to about 15. Now they'll send Henricks on to hold. Barry Dykstra on to attempt the field goal. Snap is down, kick is up, and the line drive is wide left. So the Dort College defenders go to the doorstep, and they're turned away. A missed field goal from 24 yards out. And Midland will take over, first down and 10. And they'll take over at their own 20-yard line. 3 missed field goals this afternoon. 2 by Midland, 1 by Dort College. Midland also has a missed point after. Kicking game has not been sharp. 1:10 left to play in the third period. 20-0 our score. Horky in at quarterback for the Warriors. He's in the pistol. Can't make out who he's got in the backfield with him, if it's Martin or Blood. Believe it's Martin. Swing pass right side, pass completed. 5-yard gain on the play. On the swing out to Jesse Bubke, I believe. Bubke. It's brought down by Nolmeyer, the cornerback. 50 seconds left to go in this period. Dort College trailing 20-0. Bubke will line up in the slot now on the near side. In the pistol, Midland. Ashmore shows blitz. Now he'll back off and cover Bubke. Back to pass is Horky. Horky, pass completed. That's to Blood coming out of the backfield, and he is brought down at the 32-yard line. Gain of 7 on the play. First down for Midland. Clock stops as he's thrown out of bounds. Seth Vandevoort on the coverage. That's going to bring up first down and 10 for Midland at their own 33-yard line. They get the playoff quickly, hand it off to Blood, and Blood's in the open field, and finally brought down by Ray Cleveland. Looked like he had more room to run. He gains 13 on the play. The Dort College defense coming up off the turf a little bit more slowly here. 17 seconds left to go. And now we have a whistle. Making the play dead. Josh Nolmeyer hurt on the play. He'll limp off to the sideline. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. 17 seconds remaining in this third quarter. Today's broadcast made possible by Hilt Real Estate. Brenda Doctor and Pat Hilt offering real estate solutions for home, commercial, investment, and rental needs. 722-0707. Located on First Avenue next to Central Park in downtown Sioux Center. Also online at hiltrealestate.com. This could bring the third quarter to a close, and it will. 20-0 our score. Midland with the football. They've got it at their own 46-yard line. First down and 10 when we resume play right after this. This is Dort College Football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Midland with the football as we start the fourth quarter of action. 20-0, Midland in front. We'll get to the numbers as we have time. Pass over the middle, completed to Walker. Walker is in the open field. He's to the 10, to the 5, into the end zone, touchdown. A 54-yard touchdown completion from Horky to Bubke. I thought it was 16, it was 10, Bubke. So a 54-yard touchdown pitch and catch from Horky to Bubke. And Midland leads it now 26 to nothing, pending the point after. On to attempt the extra point is Ethan Renner. 14:52 remaining. Football game. Midland up 26-0. Snap is down, kick is up, and the kick is wide left. 26-0. Our score remains. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Through three quarters of play, Midland was out gaining Dort College 331-156. You can tack on another 54 yards to that on the first play from scrimmage in the fourth quarter to make it 385 now to 156. Midland has now thrown for over 150 yards. Dort College 135 yards on the ground, 21 yards in the air. Midland with the kickoff. And it's taken by Fennig at his own goal line. He picks it up at the 5. He's to the 10, to the 15, and falls forward to the 17. And that's where Dort College will take over first down and 10 with 14:46 remaining. They're at their own 17-yard line. Individually, Leonard Manuel, 7 carries for 38 yards for Dort College. Trey Pickney, 2 carries, 28 yards. Josh Van Kempen, 9 carries for 25 yards. Dominic Blood, 13 carries for 114 yards. Kanae Martin, 17 carries for 91 yards for Midland. Henricks in at quarterback, pitches over to Francis. We've got a flag on the play. This is going to be a hold. It's going to be coming back, and Dort College is going to have it inside their own 10-yard line in all likelihood. Aaron Francis made it out to the 20. Initially a 3-yard pickup on the play, but a penalty flag thrown at the 14, and this is a holding. And that holding penalty is going to go against Nathan Moorhead. Moorhead, the left tackle, gets called for the holding penalty. Dort College will have it now first down at their own 9-yard line, and that's a big penalty. It's a loss of 8 on the play. First down and 18 from their own 9-yard line. This is KDCR, Sioux Center, Iowa, 88.5 FM. Back to pass, Henricks. Henricks, pass completed to Francis. Francis turns to the corner. He's to the 25 and forced out of bounds at the 31-yard line. So for Dort College, a 22-yard pickup on the play from Henricks to Francis, and the defenders have first down and 10 at their own 33-yard line. In motion is Francis from right to left out of the wingback spot. He's on the field right now with Pickney. Wideouts are Van Graal and Grease. Grease is to the wide side of the field. Leonard Manuel's the fullback. Pickney in motion. They pitch it over to Pickney. Pickney with the football. He's to the 30 and trying to scoot outside. And he's stopped after a short gain on the play on the far side. Maybe picked up 2 if they're feeling generous. More than likely closer to 1. 13:38 left to play. Ball game. Dort College trails 26-0. Henricks is under center. Football on the far right hash mark. Inside handoff to Manuel. Manuel to the 40, 45, and brought down after a 9-yard gain on the play. It's going to be second down. I beg your pardon. First down and 10 to go on the carry by Manuel. He gains 9. He needed 8. Nord College with it at their own 44-yard line. Nord College trailing 26-0. Kyle Henricks, the quarterback, looks over to the sideline. Nord College has split the quarterbacking duties today between Henricks and Rustler. They've run two series at a time, trying to give them some opportunity at a rhythm. Henricks keeps it himself. Thought about pitching over to Pickney and had to keep it. And that'll bring up second down and long. Not a cloud in the sky here in Fremont. Game time temperatures were in the 70s. Winds keeping it comfortable. Could be some sunburned bodies by the time this evening, this afternoon's football game is over. Clear and dry. 12 and a half minutes left to go in the fourth quarter. It's 20-0 at halftime. Midland scored 3 touchdowns in the second quarter. Hand off to Manuel, and Manuel met hard as he gets the football. And Leonard Manuel, no gain on the play. It's going to be third down. Haven't seen Leonard get stopped cold very often. That was the time, though, where he was. And the Midland Warriors trying to get the football back, leading 27-0, under 12 minutes left to go in the football game. Clock is definitely an enemy now for the defenders. Henricks fakes the handoff, and the pass is picked off at the 45-yard line. They're going to bring it back to midfield, to the 40, to the 35, and a tackle made by Leonard Manuel at the 27-yard line. And Midland will get it back on the interception. So Leonard Manuel makes the tackle at the 27-yard line after the interception by the Midland defense. So Midland will have it back and have an opportunity to add to their 26-0 lead. 26-0 our score. New tailback in for Midland. Up by 4 touchdowns. They hand it off, and nothing much there that time for Dells Ross, I believe. Oh, beg your pardon. Larian White. 229's on the Midland roster, and White is the offensive player, so Larian White on the carry. No gain on the play. It's second down and 10, 11-10 left to play in the contest. Got Horky in at quarterback, but a new tailback for Midland, leading 26-0. Back to throw is Horky. Horky gets the pass completed in the flat to the 20-yard line. Pass completed to Kyle Peacock. Peacock, a gain of 8 on the play. It's going to be third down and 2. Third down and 2 yards to go. So Midland with a football, threatening to add to the 26-0 lead. Midland will bring 2 receivers to the right. Tight end is set to the left. They swing it off to the right, and the pass is incomplete. Overshot the receiver. Intended on the play for Scott Locks. And they'll bring up 4th down and 3. Midland, the way their kicking game has gone for both teams, not in field goal territory here. Would be a 37-yarder with the wind. They'll shun the field goal attempt. Go for it here on 4th down and 3. Clock stopped on the incomplete pass. And they fake the inside handoff. Rolling is Horky. Horky to the 20, to the 15. He's got the first down. He's to the 5 and into the end zone. A touchdown pending the flag. There's a penalty marker on the play at the 10-yard line. And I'm guessing this one's coming back. Not much of a celebration for Midland that time. Thrown in that position, in all likelihood it's a hold. Well, block in the back. So a 10-yard penalty from the spot of the foul. That was at the 10. And it'll be 4th down and 3 yards to go back at nearly the original line of scrimmage on this play. Horky getting his offense set. North College, three down linemen. They'll bring those outside linebackers up to the line of scrimmage as well. Horky, back to pass. We've got a flag on the play. This is a free play for Midland in all likelihood, as they didn't stop the play. And the Midland Warriors, oh, they're going to call a false start. On the illegal formation on Midland, 5-yard penalty. Dort College will decline the penalty as the pass fell incomplete. Dort College will get it, first down and 10. At the Dort College 20-yard line. So Dort College gets the ball back with 10:03 left. Trailing 26-0 are the defenders. It was a 20-0 ball game until early in the fourth quarter when Midland got a 54-yard touchdown pass. Henricks keeps it himself to the 25, 30, 35, 36-yard line. A gain of 16 on the play for Kyle Henricks. A first down for the defenders. As Henricks carries a couple of would-be tacklers to the 36-yard line. .950 and counting in this ballgame. Dort College missed an opportunity to score a couple of possessions ago when the drive stalled out and they were forced to go for a field goal. Hand off to Josh Van Kampen. Van Kampen, nothing there for the fullback. Second down and 10. Second down and 10 yards to go. Today's broadcast made possible by a grant from Highway Chevrolet Buick in Rock Valley. Over 150 new and used vehicles in stock. See the entire inventory available on the web at www.highwaychevrolet.com. Dort College gets the play from the sideline. Henricks, the quarterback, sends Pickney in motion, and the pass intended over the middle for Daniel Fennick. Fennick slips and falls as the pass sails over his head. About 7 yards upfield. Pass incomplete. It's third down and 10. Third down and 10. Pass the incomplete pass stops the clock. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Henricks rolls right, passes completed, a first down completion to Trey Pickney. Pickney gains 12 on the play near midfield. And that'll bring up first down and 10 for the defenders at their own 49-yard line. 8:46 left to play in the ball game. Fresh unit checking onto the field now for the Midland defense. Henricks up to the line of scrimmage. Pickney in motion left to right. Henricks keeps it himself. 1 yard gain on the play. He's up to the 50 and then thrown backwards. It'll be second down and 9. 8:27 left to play in the game. Dort College trailing 26-0. And the Midland Warriors with this one in hand, it would seem. Dort College at midfield. Henricks, see if he can engineer a scoring drive for the second week in a row. Henricks back to pass. Pass over the middle, incomplete. Had two players in the neighborhood, and neither one was able to get to the ball. Fennig in the neighborhood, along with Rockland Mao. And that'll bring up third down and 10. Third down and 10 at midfield. 7:58 left to go in the game. Over the football is Owen Rinalda. Rinalda waiting for Henricks under center. And the pass over the middle completed to Pickney. Pickney to the 35-30. He stood up at the 25-yard line. He refuses to go down. Spins away from a tackler. He's brought down at the 20-yard line. Trey Pickney. Nearly a 30-yard gain on the play. He's brought down on the far hash mark. Picked up another 5 yards after he looked like he was wrapped up. He spun away from a tackler. And Midland wants a timeout. First down and 10 for the defenders at the 20-yard line. We'll take a break ourselves. Back with more after this. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. We're also live on the World Wide Web at kdcr.dort.edu. Dort College first down and 10 at the 21-yard line. Keeping it is Henricks. He pitches at the last instant to Daniel Fennick. Fennick to the 15-yard line. A flag comes out as well, and I believe that might be a face masking. Let's see if one of the Midland defensive players got a hand up in the face mask of Daniel Fennick. Football right now at the 14-yard line. This is KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Wait for the indication. That'll be a half the distance to the goal. Penalty. So Dort College will have it now at the 7, first down and goal to go. First down and goal to go at the 7. Henricks is under center. Van Kampen's in the backfield with him. Hand off to Van Kampen. Van Kampen straight ahead carry. Actually angled off to the right side. He's able to get in behind Patrick Vischer and Owen Rinalda. Gain of 2 on the play. Football at the 5. Second down and goal to go for the defenders. 7:20 left to play in the contest. Henricks under center. Fennig to the right. Pickney to the left. Pickney in motion. They pitch it to Pickney. Pickney at the 10. Cuts it back. He's in trouble. He's at the 5. Weaves his way inside the 5. Down to the 1. And the football comes out. Was he down? Line judge says he was down. It'll be third down and goal to go. Looks like inside the 1 yard line. 6:49 left to go in the contest. Dort College trailing 26-0. Dort College trying to get the zero off of the board here. Henricks, third down and goal to go at the 1. Henricks keeps it himself, pulls his way forward. Did he get in? Yes, he did. Touchdown, Dort College. The Dort College defenders into the end zone, Kyle Henricks. Henricks carries it straight ahead on the quarterback keeper for the touchdown. A 1 yard touchdown run for Henricks. And the Dort College defenders, an 80 yard scoring drive to make it 26-6. Waiting on the point after. Dykstra out of the hold of Henricks. Snap is down, the kick is up, and the kick is good. And Dort College trails 26-7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Back with more after that. A 3.5 minute drive. Dort College takes over with 10:03 left to go in the ballgame. They score with 6:32 left. Short kickoff, and Dort College recovers it. Aaron Francis able to race under the short kickoff, and the Dort College defenders will have it first down and 10 inside the Midland 40. At the 38-yard line, so Dort College recovers the short kickoff. Aaron Francis able to race down the field, recovers it some 27 yards down the field. And the Dort College defenders have the football first down and 10 at the Midland 38. Bryce Russler back in at quarterback for the defenders. Russler back to throw. Russler throws over the top for Grease. Incomplete. Inside the 10-yard line, Grease had a shot at it, but Russler overshot him. 6:26 left to play in the contest. Dort College trailing 26-7. Touchdown moments ago to cap an 80-yard drive. Now Dort College trying to keep the momentum. Manuel is the fullback now. They hand it off to Lennard, and Lennard straight up the middle. Gain of three on the play. It'll be second down. I beg your pardon, third down and seven. Incomplete pass on the first play from scrimmage. Now that three-yard pickup for Manuel. 6 minutes left to go in the contest. Time's a waste for the defenders. They look over to the sideline, waiting for the play call. Third down and seven. Dort College obviously in four-down territory here. Three-down lineman for Midland. Hand off to Manuel. Lennard Manuel straight ahead. Picked up another 5 yards after the initial contact. It's going to be a fourth down and short. Fourth and one for the defenders. Gain of six on the play for Manuel. So Dort College now fourth down and less than one. They get to the 29. They have a first down the way I see it. Football is located at the 30 right now. 15 seconds on the play clock. 5:10 left on the game clock. Rustler trying to engineer a scoring drive now after Henricks engineered one moment ago. We had movement on the line of scrimmage, and now they're going to call the penalty. The flag was late in coming out. I saw the movement in the backfield as well, and I thought they might just let it ride. But the hanky comes out. And Dort College will have to make up another 5 yards. That was Trey Pickney in the backfield for Dort College, who got going a little bit too quickly. It's fourth down and six now. 5:04 left to play in the game. So now Dort College faced into a fourth down and long situation, trailing 26-7. 26-7 our score. Rustler under center. And another false start on the Dort College defenders, and they've just given away 10 yards. What was a fourth down and short situation has now turned into fourth down and 11. Someone on the right side of the line of scrimmage up out of their stance a little too quickly. Fourth down and 11. Dort College now at the 40-yard line. Need to get to the 29 for a first down. Changes your play call tremendously. And now the defenders will burn a timeout. Timeout on the field. You're listening to Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with more after this. Dort College forced to use a timeout after back-to-back false starts. And if you're just joining us, those back-to-back false starts coming after Dort College had it fourth down and one at the 30. Now they're facing fourth down and 11 at the 40. 4:32 left to go in the contest. Today's broadcast made possible by CNH Body Repair in Orange City. The reputation didn't happen by accident. Now using environmentally friendly waterborne paint from PPG. Back to pass is Rustler. Rustler pumps, throws over the top, and the pass is going to be picked off at the 10-yard line. Pass was intended for Grease. It's picked off by Midland. And making the interception is Nick Carlson. And Dort College turns it over via the interception. Midland will take over first down and 10 at their own 9. So Midland's defense makes the play to force the turnover. And the defenders will send the defense out onto the field and will probably have a new quarterback in for Midland. And this will be a new quarterback. This is Michael Carls. Carls in at quarterback for Midland. Midland leading 27-6. I beg your pardon, 26-7. And he turns hands. Little or no gain on the play. And that is White on the carry. Ray Cleveland on the tackle. Second down and 9. 4 minutes left to go in the game. Michael Carls is under center. Actually, he's going to line up in the pistol, it appears. Tight end set to the right, turns, hands, gives to White. White, the ball carrier, he's to the 20, to the 25, and brought down at the 24-yard line, actually. Gain of 14 on the play. It's going to be first down and 10 for Midland at their own 24-yard line. 3:40 left to play in the game. Dort College's defense trying to not to give up any more yardage. Midland with nearly 300 yards after the first play of the fourth quarter. Quarterback is Carls. Fullback sets to the right. Hand it off to White. White at the 25-yard line. Short gain on the play. For Dort College, Dwight Green on the tackle. Sam Ashmore also there for the defenders. Ashmore's been pretty active again this afternoon. Midland up 26-7. Got tight end set to the right. Receiver right and left as well. They hand it off to White. White, the ball carrier. He's to the 30 and brought down. Seth Vandevoort on the pursuit, makes the tackle. Trace Bozarth as well. Bozarth back into the football game. And they'll bring up third down and 5. 2:25 and counting. Timeout situation. Both teams have two timeouts left. So third down and 5 for the Warriors. And they get set. 10 seconds on the play clock. Carls in the pistol. Turns, hands, gives to White. White the ball carrier, and White trying to force his way forward, and he's going to be stopped short of the first down. Tackle made by Dort College's Vinoy Harris. Harris, linebacker, making the stop, and Midland facing now fourth down and less than a yard. 1:40 and counting in this football game. Midland can take it down near the 1:10 mark before they need to snap the football, and it appears they're going to go for it here and just try to keep the football. Carls waiting for the signal from the sideline, and they're going to call a timeout with 2 seconds left on the play clock. And Midland will talk it over. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM, coming up on the Wireless World postgame show. We'll take a look at the numbers, and also we will be checking in on some of the scores from across the Great Plains Athletic Conference. Today's broadcast made possible by Farmers Mutual Insurance Association of Hull and Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company, providing Farm Mutual Insurance to Northwest Iowa farmers and homeowners since 1886. By Boren Sons of Boyden, handling gravel and excavation needs. They're on the web at borensons.com. When the dust settles, you'll appreciate their quality service. And by American State Bank, offices in Sioux Center, Hospers, Granville, Albert, and Hull, member FDIC, and the community. Dort College has another road trip next week. Midland's on the road to Morningside. Midland will punt with 1:12 remaining. Back to receive is Pickney at his own 24-yard line. A low and over end kick. Pickney will field it at the 24-yard line. Brings it to the 30 and brought down at the 32-yard line. First down and 10 for the defenders. 1 minute remaining in this football game. So Midland forced to punt. Dort College takes over with 1 minute remaining. And they'll take over at their own 32-yard line. Bryce Russler is on the field for the defenders at quarterback. Van Grau lined up to the left. Not sure who we have in the slot. That's Fennig. They're going to float it up for Fennig on the sideline. And was it intercepted? No, he was out of bounds. Going up to make that interception initially was Micah Fisher, I believe. They say he was out of bounds. And that will bring up second down and 10. 53 seconds left to go in regulation. Midland 26, Dort College 7. Rustler checks his wristband. Got grease to the right. Rustler will roll left. He's going to tuck it away, keeps it himself, and he picks up six on the play before he's brought down. Tackle made by Midland's Jalen Holloway, Hallowell, that is. Third down and three for the defenders. Under center is Rustler. Rustler, back to pass. Throws it up for Grease and out of bounds. And we've got a flag on the play. And I believe this is going to go against Midland's Matthew Olivier. Might be called for a late hit on Bryce Rustler. Here's the call from our official. Well, that is a personal foul, but it's against Dort College. It's going to be on Patrick Vischer, I believe. Vischer called for a face masking. Double check that number. Yes, Patrick Vischer. So it's third down and long now. 17 seconds left to go. And Rustler back to pass. Rustler's pass to the sideline, completed to Grease. Short of the first down by a yard. 9 seconds left. 5 seconds now, and Dort College hustling up to the line of scrimmage, and the clock's going to run out. That's our final, 26-7. You're listening to KDCR Sioux Center, 88.5 FM. Midland moves to 2-0 for the season. Dort College falls to 0-3 with a 26-7 final going to the Midland Warriors. Back with more after this. Final numbers look like this. Midland 26, Dort College 7. Scoring drives, Midland scored in the first half, 14:33 left to go in the second period. Kane Martin, a two-yard touchdown run, six plays, 40 yards, 1:49 off the clock, 7-0. Dominic Savio recovered a fumble in the end zone. After Dominic Blood had found his way towards the goal line, Savio covers it up, 14-0 after the point after. That was with 9:26 left to go in the second quarter. And then with 1:57 left to go in the first half, Dominic Blood, a one-yard touchdown run, capping a 13-play, 80-yard drive. That took 5:03 off of the clock. 14:52 left to go in the game. Midland scored again. First play from scrimmage in the fourth period. Jesse Bubke, 54-yard touchdown pass from Lee Horkey, made it 26-0. And Kyle Henricks capped the scoring. Dort College went on an 11-play, 80-yard drive that covered 3:31. Off of the clock, 26-7, the final score. Midland gained 18 first downs, Dort College 16. Midland 248 yards of rushing offense, 193 for Dort College, 169 through the air for Midland, 98 for Dort College. All totaled Midland 417 yards, Dort College 291. Time of possession, Dort College 31-32, Midland 28-28. Midland 4 of 12 on third down conversion attempts. Dort College 6 of 17. Fourth down conversions, Dort College 0 for 2. Midland 1 for 2. Individually, Leonard Manuel, 11 carries for 56 yards. Trey Pickney, 4 carries for 33 yards. Kyle Henricks, 9 carries for 29 yards. Josh Van Kampen, 11 carries for 28 yards. Kyle Henricks, 5 for 13 through the air, 79 yards and 2 interceptions. Bryce Rustler, he also rushed for a touchdown. Bryce Rustler, 2 for 10 through the air, 1 interception, 19 yards. David Grease, 3 catches for 21 yards. Trey Pickney, 1 catch for 29 yards. Aaron Francis, 1 catch for 23 yards. Daryl Van Grauw. Four punts for an average of 27.5 yards. Heath Bonestrow, one punt for 46 yards. Dominic Blood had 13 rushes for Midland for 114 yards. Kanae Martin, 17 carries for 91 yards. Lee Horkey, 17 of 26 through the air, 169 yards. Jesse Bubke, 6 catches for 85 yards and a touchdown. Cale Walker, 4 catches for 17 yards. Royal Riley, 3 catches for 28 yards. Defensively, Sam Ashmore, 5 solos, 7 assisted stops. Ray Cleveland, 6 solos, 4 assisted tackles. Josh Nolmeyer, 6 solo tackles, 2 assisted stops. And Seth Vandevort, 4 solos and 5 assists. Cleet Burbka, 4 solos and 7 assisted stops for Midland. Nick Carlson had 7 solo stops. North College is now 0-3, 0-2 in the conference. Midland 2-0 and 2-0. Next up for the North College football team, they travel to Seward, Nebraska next Saturday to take on the Concordia Bulldogs. We'll have that game for you on KDCR 88.5 FM. Coming up this week on KDCR Wednesday night, we will have North College volleyball as the defenders host Mount Marty in Great Plains Athletic Conference play. That'll get underway at 6 o'clock with the junior varsity, 7:30 start time for the varsity. You can hear it on KDCR 88.5 FM. Back with a check of the Great Plains Athletic Conference scoreboard right after this. This is Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. Final scores in the GPAC today. Dakota Wesleyan, well, this one's not final yet. 5 minutes left to go. Dakota Wesleyan looking poised to move to 3-0. They lead Briarcliff 24-13. Northwestern defeated Doan earlier this afternoon, 28-14. Midland defeats Dort College in a game you just heard on KDCR, 26-7. Other games tonight, Morningside at Nebraska Wesleyan, Concordia is at Hastings. That's going to do it for our broadcast this afternoon of Dort College football on KDCR 88.5 FM. For KDCR Sports, I'm Mike Biker. Good afternoon.